Some things shouldn't be transparent, like stop signs. But what you pay for should always be clear, like Hiller's True Transparency Pricing, always clearly itemized and never any hidden fees. Because you have the right to know what you're paying for. For more information, visit happyhiller.com/truetransparencypricing. Happy you'll be if the service is free.
Call the Happy Face Truck today.
Yeah. 3HL coming at you live from Gupton Motors in Springfield, Tennessee. Joined now by our buddy, Coach Derek Mason from Vanderbilt, for his weekly visit. Coach, good to have you.
Good to be on, Brent, Don, and Mickey. How y'all doing?
Doing great, Coach. I got to ask you, man, you had quite a quote after the Ole Miss game. You said, there's a time when you've got to draw a line in the dirt. This time has come, or that time has come. What do you mean by that when you say something like that?
Well, I mean, for us, I mean, it's enough of, you know, I mean, the expectations, man. We got to move the needle. We got to play. We got to go. And we need it now. And, you know, it's happened before here. It's been like that, you know, man, before, you know, where, you know, man, slow starts. It's you know, man, not being able to, you know, man, find it early. But, you know, this team's got a little something different about them. You know, Commodore Nation hasn't had a chance to see it yet. And that's probably the most disappointing thing. But, you know, the opportunity is really this week. And we got a lot of football left, and I know people have sort of written or, you know, try to write this team off. But you know what? We're gonna you know, man, try to you know, man, look at where we are and make sure that we can stay in the game. Just turn it into 1 week seasons and play our best ball, and we need it now.
Here's how I took that. I took that to mean that Deuce is going to start at quarterback. Am I off on that?
You know what? I mean, I think.
He's been trying to get you with us since before the season.
I'm not trying to get anything. I didn't laugh. I didn't smile. That's how I took that.
Hey, listen, I think you threw a pitch out there. It was a little bit of a wild one. But you know what? I mean, Deuce Wallace is going to play in this game. Make no bones about it. He's going to play. I need to see, you know, man, where we are. I got a quarterback in Riley Neal, who I think is talented. But, you know, I mean, in the grand scheme of things, he's had some pieces around him, you know, working against him just a little bit. But, you know, he's had his fair share of mistakes, too. And so with that being said, you know, sometimes you can open the door. So for him, I mean, he's going to play. He's going to play a lot. Riley Neal's going to play a lot. But Deuce Wallace is going to play, you know, early in this ball game. And, you know, man, we're going to have a chance to see, man, exactly what these guys, you know, man, put up. Because one guy, again, is talented. The other guy understands the system and is actually pushed a little bit in practice. So the idea is to make sure that we get the guy on the field who can get, you know, our guys going and give this football team its best chance to win.
Okay, I don't change my viewpoint after that. That was a great answer, but I take that to mean Deuce is going to start. Maybe I'm Verlander on 3 days rest. I don't know. You know, he's playing early, right, Coach?
He's playing early, man, but you need to get a little bit of rest. We need to get you rested so we can move through this, man, because Deuce is going to play Riley Neal starting this ball game.
There you go, Brent. He laid it out for you.
Thank you, Coach.
Coach, we're looking at, you know, we're talking quarterback, where you're talking about what this offense need from a leadership standpoint. Where are you? Yeah. I think we all know defensively, you've got a bunch of young guys. You've had some injuries. You know, you're kind of still waiting for that leader to emerge. But what about the offensive side of the ball? Who are you leaning on there? Because I know Riley Neal's a quieter guy.
You know what? You've got to lean on some of the experience up front, okay? And that has to stand up for us. And when I say that, you're talking about guys like, you know, Devin Cochran, Sage Young, you know, Sean McMoore, those guys have played, you know, and the game starts up front. Solidifying protection and moving the line of scrimmage is where it goes. I mean, that's what's got to happen, whether it's run or pass. You know, but you talk about, like, the leadership piece, and with Keyshawn Vaughn, he's definitely going to get his touches. You know, the guy that's sort of been, you know, left out of this a little bit is Jared Pinkney. And I know everybody's tried to look at his demeanor and where he is and what he's doing, and Pink hasn't said much. You know why he hasn't said much? because he knows and understands everything that's going on around him. You know, I mean, I showed something to the team, you know, from Tom Brady, as Tom was talking about the idea of what a good teammate is. A good teammate, a good teammate is a dude that you never have to worry about. Guys don't have to worry about Peyton. Peyton's going to be there. He's going to block his tail off. Right now, we got to get him touches. We understand, you know, man, that the ball hasn't come his way a lot. But that the leadership really always, to me, starts, you know, with the quarterback position. You can talk about all the other guys around him, but the quarterback is the guy that touches the ball every time. And so, like, with that, you know, guys like Pink who are veterans and who can lead by example in what they do. But there's only certain parts of their game that can stand up. Right now, we need our quarterback and or quarterbacks to stand up so we can move forward, because this team, man, it's got to be about the quarterback position right now. We need it.
How much do you, as an offense, they're kind of different guys, certainly different guys physically. They have different skill sets. How do you prepare a team to play offensively, coach, when you have kind of two different guys at quarterback that you're going to play in the game? Does that make sense? I mean, they're different cats. Yeah. So how do you prepare a game plan to work around two different guys?
They're different cats, but the system is the same. To me, man, it's not about like the guy. It's really about the system. You know, we infused a guy into the system initially who actually won the job. When you looked at the percentages, you looked at the throw percentages, you looked at, you know, man, efficiency by which they were operating, you know, heading into the season, that's the guy that won the job. But when you continue to look at it, man, there's got to be more than just, you know, man, precision in camp. I mean, it's got to be, okay, believability. It's got to be, you know, man, can you inspire guys? You know, what does that look like? And Deuce has earned an opportunity. Okay, Riley's going to start this game. Riley's been better this week. Deuce has been right on his heels. Those guys have gone at it. And really, the refs have been what they've always been, like in practice. You know, like there's been a 60, you know, I mean, a 55-45 or, you know, 60-40 split in terms of the reps and what it looks like. And now what we got to do is take it, you know, man, from the classwork of the classwork of the room and practice to now just putting it on the grass and let's make this thing come alive. Because it's been different. I've said it before. I mean, I've been wrong before, but I do know this. There was a different sense of urgency created by me in terms of the offensive quarterback position this week, in terms of what we needed. And I got it. I had a chance to see it. I put those guys in stressful situations so I could see how they were going to perform. So let's see what happens on Saturday.
It's phenomenal stuff, Coach. Really appreciate you. Derek Mason, Vanderbilt football coach, you bring it every week. And we appreciate that. All right. That game at Ole Miss, 10-6 at halftime, you're in it. They hit you with some chunk plays in the second half. Defensively, what can you do to kind of shore that up?
Yeah, we've got to be gap sound. I guys were in gaps, but you know what? Those we had guys who had, you know, a quarter of a gap or a quarter of a hat in a gap, and they should have had, you know, half a shoulder and a full head in a gap. And when you do that, those things are eliminated just by, you know, color and exposure alone. Okay, we were able to get, you know, shoulders and hands, but we need to get full bodies on contact. And, you know, on those two particular plays, man, we didn't. And those were the two plays, man, that actually got out and changed the game. So, you know, we're going to populate, you know, into the ball. We've done a better job, you know, this week of showing color and making sure that we're driving through gaps. But the biggest thing is just bringing your feet to and beyond contact. And that's got to show up on Saturday versus UNLV to get a win.
This UNLV crew, coach, they've had trouble scoring at times. They've had trouble stopping others from scoring. But they do have some players on the roster, some experienced guys who are good players. What do you see with them that presents a potential problem?
You know, man, they've got players. It looks like they're going to start, you know, in the young quarterback. And, you know, whether they're starting the young quarterback or not, I mean, it's really not about, you know, man, what they do, and it's about what we do. But they've got wideouts. They've got two really good running backs that are physical, that can run downhill, that can get to edges, and that can create some issues once they're in the secondary. You know, I mean, defensively, you know, I mean, up front, you know, I mean, they're heavy, and they've got some guys that can, you know, move the line of scrimmage. They've got backers. You know, I mean, they've got good size, and like in the secondary, man, they've been hit a little bit. So we're gonna scratch where it itches. I'm sure they're gonna scratch where it itches for us, and you know, I mean, we're gonna figure out, you know, I mean, who can get the job done.
Well, Coach, we appreciate the time as always. You always keep it real with us. That's why we call you Swaggy D, man. There's nobody like you. We appreciate the honesty. Yeah.
And I'll get some rest, Coach.
Yep.
All right. All right, I will. Let's anchor down.
All right. Thanks, Coach. Coach Derek Mason.
All right,
Every week we visit with him.
Riley Neal will start. Deuce will play early.
Well, he was.
Appreciate him telling me.
He was throwing some real stuff at us. I'm going to say this right now. They need to beat the brakes off of UNLV. As others have done, they need to beat them silly.
And score a lot of points.
Yeah, they're 13.5 point favorites. In the games that UNLV has lost, they're 1-4. In all four of the games they've lost by more than 13.5.
Yeah.
So that's an interesting line. It kind of tells you where Vanderbilt is. Not that they can't change that, but I love the energy and the passion that he just brought talking about the quarterback position this specific week. Interesting.
And it's funny, we've seen them struggle to start seasons or start and win out of conference games, then get into SEC schedule and struggle, but he manages to pull them together at the end of the year. And you wonder, I mean, that energy that he was just showing to us, if he's bringing that energy every day, if you're a player for him, I think it would be hard to not match that energy when your coach is still bringing it. So, you know, he talked about leadership, and you cover them, and you're going to do their game this weekend, and that's something you wondered about them on the offensive side of the ball is, okay, who is that guy?
Yeah.
Chips get down, things get tough. Who's the guy who'll stand up and stand on the bench or pound the table and say, let's get this done?
Because you got three superstars, but none of them are really that guy. And that's not a knock, so don't take it that way. That's
right.
Not a knock on P or
right.
Pink or Kalijah. It's some guys and leaders are built differently, and it's not in their DNA to get up and be an in-your-face kind of, you know, accountability person. That's some people don't lead that way, but it was hard to tell who that leader was 2 weeks ago when I was on the sideline.
I think you're going to learn a lot on the sideline this week.
I think so too. I think that's a directional
game for Vanderbilt. Which way are they going to go?
And I think that's exactly what Coach Mason wants.
Yeah,
they need to.
He wants his answers this weekend.
I love it.
We're going to take a break. When we come back, Art Briles is in trouble again. He's in trouble again. He's coaching at high school. He's in trouble again. We'll give you the details.
Yeah, because that's where you want him, around high school kids.
Yep, we'll tell you what's going on with Uncle Art as he gets in trouble as a high school coach.